Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Adam Ragusea, in for Meghna Chakrabarty.
Well, it's Thursday, and that means it's time to round up some ideas for the weekend ahead. And joining us with his ideas is Jim Sullivan, editor of JimSullivanInc.com. Hi there, Jim.
Hey, Anthony.
So, what's your first weekend pick for us?
Well, first up would be a film called The Cabin in the Woods, which is screening at the Brattle Theater tonight through Sunday at 9:30, extra showing Friday at 11:30. The Brattle doesn't usually show Hollywood films, which this is. It came out in April. Brattle's noted for art films and offbeat indies, cult movies. But the theater's programmer, Ned Hinkle, wanted to bring back The Cabin in the Woods, which is what you might call a smart slasher film.
A smart slasher film. Now, there's a genre I haven't heard of.
It's a small genre.
All right, well, let's listen to a scene from A Cabin in the Woods.
Dana, come on!
What is that thing?
We're going to lock this place down.
He's right.
We'll go room by room, barricade every window and door. We've got to play it safe. No matter what happens, we have to stay together.
So if you were thinking of going into the woods, think again. That was a scene from A Cabin in the Woods.
Always think again. One of the things, when I was talking to Ned, one of the things he said about it, which is great, he said it starts out as an average stupid kids go into the woods to have sex and get drunk, and then it becomes something entirely other very quickly, digging very deeply into the mythology and philosophy of the slasher movie.
All right. So that's The Cabin in the Woods, a smarter slasher film, tonight through Sunday at the Brattle Theater. Jim, what's your next pick?
Well, you might remember the movie Precious from a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
That was based on a book called Push by Sapphire. Sapphire is also known as Ramona Lofton. And she has a sequel to it called The Kid. She's doing a reading tonight at 7 at Porter Square Books. The Kid takes place 15 years after Push, and the kid is Precious's second son, who was fathered by her own father. This is a first-person narrative, and he moves really from one wreck of a home to another. It's grim, so much so that actually the New York Times reviewer Daniel Evans raised a question that it might even be called tragedy porn, where the reader derives pleasure by witnessing a narrative of extreme suffering.
Wow. Well, I've heard that Sapphire is an incredibly compelling reader and performer, so it should make for a powerful evening. That's tonight at 7 at Porter Square Books. And Jim, I'm going to sneak a pick in here as well. And if you heard the show on Tuesday, you might recognize this. So that's Boston-based blues man James Montgomery, and he and his band joined us earlier this week to talk about the blues in Boston and about their forthcoming album, From Detroit to the Delta. They'll be performing tonight at the Harbor Hotel and tomorrow night at the Center for the Arts in Natick. Jim, we have time for one more pick. What do you have for us?
Well, the Red Sox have a big doubleheader day-night thing coming up on Saturday against the Yankees. And between games, across the street from Fenway, at the Foundation Room at the House of Blues, we have a band called The Baseball Project. Hmm. That's a band that consists of Steve Wynn of Dream Syndicate and his wife Linda Pittman, Scott McCoy of The Minus Five, and their most famous members who go in and out of the group are former REM guitarist Peter Buck and,
and
bassist Mike Mills. The two of them go in and out. Sometimes they're a quintet, sometimes a quartet. Mills will be with them there Saturday. Also joined by their part-time member, the Fenway Park organist, Josh Cantor. I talked to Wynn recently. He and the band, he said, we are full-on baseball geeks. We talk the talk and we walk the walk. They also have a handful of songs about the Red Sox, Tony Conigliaro, Ted Williams, Bill Buckner.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, and the thing he said about the Sox, he's a Yankee fan, by the way. But,
yeah, I heard that. I read that he's a Yankee fan.
Yeah, well, he is, and, you know, unapologetically, he's lived in New York 20 years. One of the things he said about the Sox is he said, the Red Sox have this incredible history with so many great stories, and there's a sense of sadness and frustration, and everything we enjoy singing about, you can see in the Red Sox.
And if he were doing that about the Yankees, it would have just been one world championship after another gets kind of boring. So that's Saturday in between the Red Sox Yankees doubleheader at the House of Blues Foundation Room. And we'll go out on the Baseball Project's tribute to Bill Buckner. This is Buckner's Bolero. Jim Sullivan, editor of JimSullivanInc.com. Thanks so much for being here and have a great weekend.
Thanks for having me.
We don't know Bill Buckner for just what he was.
And there's more information about all of our picks at RadioBoston.org.
About the Dodgers, Red Sox.